Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Good evening, everyone. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live this evening from the 28th annual Easter Seals New York Golf Classic from Salem Golf Club in North Salem in the heart of Westchester. Special thanks to Entergy, Giordano Builders, and Liberty Mutual. Hi, everybody. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host for the evening. And as always, we're produced by Shar Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McKell Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. As always, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, or you can always like us on Facebook, Westchester Talk Radio. Well, despite very heavy rainfall for part of the day, many avid golfers got a chance to get their 18 holes in for a very worthy cause. Again, Easter Seals New York, they've been doing this now for 28 years. And who better to help set the scene for us here about what happened today is the communications manager with Easter Seals New York. He is Jay Aykroyd. And Jay, good to have you with us tonight.
Thank you for having me, Jim. I appreciate it.
Well, you've been doing this now. This is your 28th year. Tell us about this particular event. Easter Seals, a very worthy cause. Your impressions of today?
It was a great day. People were very patient with the rain. It was a tough weather. We stuck it out. It was driving force, but it dried right up, and people had a great time, I think.
So how much money do you raise from events like this each year?
We're mostly right around $100,000, a little bit less than that probably this year because we may have had a few no-shows, but we usually raise $100,000, and most of that goes to the kids in the Hudson Valley region, including Valhalla and Westchester County.
In fact, you even had some kids from Project Explorer. We had the chance to be at the end-of-year carnival not too long ago. It's a wonderful program. How about that as far as that benefit?
Well, the kids run the lemonade stand, and they get to hit some plastic golf balls and some plastic golf clubs. They have a great time, and it really lets everybody around us see the work we do and know the kids that we're helping. So we're really grateful to Entergy and the rest of the sponsors that make this possible for all 28 years that we've been doing this event.
Now, as I look around the room here, we're inside where the dining area is. In addition to the golf event itself, there's a fine salad auction that goes on. Many, many great items I've seen.
Yep, we're partnering with Steiner, and we've got some Yankee stuff, and we've got some, you know, really unique items, including a Spider-Man cover and a Jack Nicholson candid pose with him and a cigar. That's really nice. We've also got a lot of donations from local area Westchester County folks. We're very grateful for the support the community gives us every year.
So despite the weather, I mean, how was the turnout this year? You said some groups didn't show up, but it was a pretty good turnout nonetheless.
Yeah, well, last year we oversold. This year we were a little light, and we're a little less than that. We're happier because everybody had a better day of golf. So it was really a great day of golf. People were moving pretty well, and if it weren't for the rain, we'd be here a little bit earlier. But everybody's in, and everybody's great.
But still a very worthy cause. It, again, draws very well. So, again, 28 years, that's been a very long time that they've been doing this. It's been very, very popular.
It has been very popular, and it's partly because the programs have such appeal to people. We really work with kids in preschool and some kids in you know, primary education. It gives them a real opportunity to make the move from special ed classes to the general education classes. Work very hard in their individual exploration plans, and so, I'm sorry, in individual education plans that every kid has and works their way up to they enter kindergarten whenever possible.
Well, we should emphasize again what the mission is for Easter Seals New York for those who may not be familiar with it. It provides help, hope, and answers to not only kids with disabilities but also special needs and for families to live, work, and play in their communities. That's really the crux of all of this.
Yeah, our mission is that we can all take on disability together. That's our current tagline. And all of us are working to make it possible for kids and adults to live in their community the way everybody else does, to have the same opportunities and the same ability to enjoy their lives and enjoy a fulfilling life. And we're committed to that end-to-end, from preschool to elderly. We've got some elderly programs in New York City, and we've got some veterans programs in Syracuse and in New York City, and we've got some wonderful programs in Rochester as well. But this Hudson Valley Classic is a focus on the work we do in Hudson Valley, which is mostly with preschool kids.
Is this the biggest fundraiser you have during the year, or one of the biggest?
The biggest fundraiser is usually our Walk With Me event, which is a national event. It draws 2,000 people, and people sponsor walk groups, and their teams raise upwards of $100,000 for us in that program pretty reliably. But this year, it's September 28th, and I hope some of your listeners will join us for that Walk With Me event.
So is this something they can sign up in advance? Where can they go to not only do that, but get really more information about Easter Seals New York if they want to contact you?
Easiest thing is to write me at H. Aykroyd, that's H-A-C-K-R-O-Y-D, D as in David, at Easter Seals, Easter, E-A-S-T-E-R, S-E-A-L-S, ny.org, H. Ackroyd at Easter Seals, ny.org. And we'll let you know, you can come visit one of the schools, see the school in action. It's a yoga class every Friday in the Bronx, and the Bronx is a really great program as well if somebody's in the tri-state, if somebody's in the metropolitan area. But for Westchester, we've got we got activities at Valhalla, and we'll love to have people visit and spend some time with our kids.
All right. J. Ackroyd, thanks so much for joining us, and congratulations and continued success to the organization.
Thank you very much, Jim. Appreciate you taking the time.
That's J. Ackroyd. Again, he is communications manager with Easter Seals New York, our first guest tonight here on the show. Again, this is Westchester Talk Radio Live. Again, if you just joined us, we're broadcasting here from the 28th Annual Easter Seals New York Golf Classic. Again, special shout-out I must make to Entergy, Giordano Builders, and Liberty Mutual. Thank you so much for your participation as well. We're going to step aside for just a moment to take a short break. We'll be back with more right after this.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about four decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash to go on vacation, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live this evening from the 28th Annual Easter Seals New York Golf Classic at Salem Golf Club in North Salem in the heart of Westchester. Again, special shout-out to Entergy for the outstanding job they do, along with Giordano Builders and Liberty Mutual. Good evening. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host. And as always, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelips Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. As always, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes, at Westchester Talk, where you can always like us on Facebook, tell all your friends and family about us. Westchester Talk Radio, that's the place to go. Well, joining me now, my latest guest, speaking of Entergy, we're pleased to have with us Dan Cook. He's with Entergy, again, one of the proud sponsors of this outstanding event. Dan, good to have you with us, and your impressions of this event. We had a rough start this morning, heavy rain through the midday, but they were able to get it in. Your thoughts on what happened today?
Thanks. I appreciate you bringing up the Entergy's sponsor of the golf outing. They've been sponsoring it for many years now. Yeah, kind of a shaky start with Mother Nature, but the weather finally cooperated and we were able to get out a little bit late, but everybody stuck around. We all got 18 holes in. Turned out to be a great day. A lot of people had a lot of fun. Now we're just getting ready to kind of relax and enjoy and find out who the winners are.
Well, they were able to raise quite a bit of money. It's one of their big fundraisers of the year. And again, as you say, despite the weather, many were able to get their golf outing in today. How many years has Entergy actually been involved with this event? This is the 28th year they've been doing it.
Easter Seals has been doing it for about 28 years. I think Entergy's been with them about 15 years now. This makes 15 years. We've been a big supporter of the great work that Easter Seals does.
What does Easter Seals mean to your organization? We talked about what their mission is, again, to help hope, answers for not only kids with disabilities, but also special needs with programs like Project Explorer. We had a chance to go to their end-of-year carnival, so Entergy kind of has a hand in that, too?
Oh, exactly. We've helped out. We supported building of the playground there at Project Explorer. We also helped with contributions at the Port Jervis facility and just overall contributions throughout. I personally am involved with the Capital District Easter Seals. I was the chairman for many years. I still stay active with that. So it's not just the Hudson Valley, although this is what we're focusing on with this fundraiser, but we're throughout the state.
Are you involved with some part of the financial aspect, let's say, for what they do?
Well, yeah, again, we help out with the camp and the distribution of the money and that sort of stuff, just kind of make sure it goes to the right people. And, I just got to take a second to say that Easter Seals, 89 cents of every dollar raised goes to our program. So that's kind of low overhead. The only 11 cents of a dollar goes to administrative costs, and not many charities can say that. That's one of the reasons why we know the Easter Seals is doing the right thing with the money and the contributions they receive.
Anybody that wants to give to Easter Seals, they can be confident that the majority of that money will go to where it needs to go.
Exactly. That's the whole thing. Antrie doesn't put their name behind anybody lightly. We look closely at Easter Seals, and we know that their mission is right, and their management is financially prudent, and that's why we're so proud to support them because of the great work they do throughout the state.
And because we mentioned disabilities and special needs, there's a growing need for care for these kinds of kids. I mean, we hear about the rates of autism are going up, and programs like Easter Seals are very valuable to help them live a better quality of life, and I think, and also to help their families too.
Exactly. Just to go off for a minute on a tangent, we run a summer camp up in Albany, New York. The parents say that in those 6 weeks they're at our summer camp, they see more development in those 6 weeks than they do the whole time they're in the school year. So it's just something like that. Just makes you proud to be affiliated with Easter Seals and the great work they do.
Now tell me about other programs that Entergy is involved that's coming up this year in the pipeline that you can share with us.
There's quite a few things going on. Easter Seals-wise, we'll be having, I think we do a winter gala and what have you like that. This is our big thing. This is our signature event for Easter Seals is this golf outing here. So that's the big thing. You guys were with us at the graduation of Valhalla for the school there. We got a lot going on, and we just stay active throughout the year. Yes, this is our big fundraiser, but we help throughout the year with other activities. Come Thanksgiving, we're giving out food at the Port Jervis Easter Seals facility, as well as Christmas time, we're wrapping gifts and giving out gifts up to Port Jervis as well and throughout the state.
So you're involved in many worthy causes as an organization, not just Easter Seals, but many others around the area.
Oh, yeah, very much so. Yeah, Entergy is one of the better corporate neighbors. I mean, you name the charity they're helping out, whether it's a police or Rotary, or Guiding Eyes for the Blind, you name it, they're there helping out and lending a hand as they can.
Well, if anybody wants more information about your company or what you do, let's say with Easter Seals, where can they contact you?
I guess best thing is to reach out to probably Jerry Nappi, is our public relations communications person, Jerry Nappi, or we have a Facebook page as well, so just find us on Facebook and the information will be there as well. So, we'd be glad to get people out. We'd love people to come by and take a tour of our facility. We're very proud of Indian Point and the great work we do there, and we have people that take tours, bring people through there. Anyone is welcome. Just make sure you sign up, and we'll get you check your background, make sure that everything is good there, and we'll get you on site and show you what a great job we do there.
So just as we say with our Facebook page, please like us and like Entergy, and that way you can get more information online.
Exactly.
Dan Cook, thanks so much for joining us. Outstanding job, and a continued success to you.
All right, thank you very much, and thanks again for all the support you guys give us. We certainly appreciate it.
It's our absolute pleasure, Dan. Thank you. That's Dan Cook again with Entergy joining us here. Again, if you just joined us, this is Westchester Talk Radio broadcasting live from the 28th Annual Easter Seals New York Golf Classic. Again, special thanks to Entergy, of course, along with Giordano Builders and Liberty Mutual for the fine work they do in this event each and every year. We're going to step aside for just a moment and take a short break. We'll be back with more right after this.
Give your home or office a facelift. You want to relax outside with a nice glass of wine, but you need to paint the house. You want to hit the links for a round of golf, but you need to paint the house. You both are ready for your vacation, but who will paint the house? Facelifts will. It's time to give your home a new look. They are the professionals to call when your home or business is in need of a paint job. Facelift staffs only highly trained interior and exterior painting specialists. Just select the color you want or use their trained color specialist and let them do the rest. Any size house, indoors or outdoors, they get the job done quickly, professionally, at your convenience and to your satisfaction. Plus, they offer repair work, power washing, carpentry, and generator installation for your home or office. Is your home in need of a facelift? Get to do all the things you want to do by letting Facelifts paint and remodel your home. Easy to deal with, easy to get in touch with. Licensed and fully insured. Call 914-806-8627 or visit faceliftspainting.com.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash to go on vacation, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live this evening from the 28th Annual Easter Seals New York Golf Classic at Salem Golf Club in North Salem in the heart of Westchester. Special shout-out again to Entergy, Giordano Builders, and Liberty Mutual for their outstanding work. I'm Jim Cleafield, your host for the evening. And as always, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelips Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McKell Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. As always, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, or you can always like us on Facebook, Westchester Talk Radio. Well, joining us now, our latest guest, his company has been a participant here with the Easter Seals New York Golf Classic for 15 years now. He's Jay Waldner. He is with Waldner's Business Environments, and good to have you with us. 15 years he's been doing this. Tell us about that.
We've been involved with the event for 15 years. One of our major clients here is a company called Wilson Elser, who's one of the major sponsors. And Jimmy DiBenedetto, who is one of the senior and on the board, I believe, with Easter Seals, has been a good friend and a client.
So what does being involved with Easter Seals mean to your company?
We are certainly giving back to the community. We have a lot of clients that also do work with Easter Seals, and we do a lot of charity event where we'll give furniture and try to help them with some of their schools.
Well, the mission, again, as we said near the very top, what Easter Seals New York is all about. They provide help, hope, and answers to families and children with disabilities and special needs. That's very, very important with organizations like Easter Seals to get involved.
Yep. Agree. And being involved in the event for so many years and being able to donate money as well as our time and services. Many of our people get involved on some of the events that go outside of the golf events. We've been in New York City and Westchester with Easter Seals for so long and supplying furniture for their offices.
How much money have you actually been giving to Easter Seals? Can you say in a ballpark figure?
Oh, God, if it's a couple thousand dollars a year over 15 years, it starts to add up over time. So
it really does make a difference, though. Every dollar counts, right?
And it's a pleasure. They're great people. We've got to know them over the years, and it's a pleasure to actually help them.
Now, let's talk about your business here for those who may not be familiar with it. Again, it's Waldner's Business Environments, and you serve not only Westchester, but also New York City and Long Island. And again, it's kind of a three-pronged approach. You got tech, you got office furniture. Tell us about these services.
Right. So we are this is our 78th year. Myself and my sister are third generation. We are a woman-owned diversity firm, so we have a number of clients like the government and New York State and DASNY, which we do a lot of work with the schools and the hospitals. Three-prong is basically furniture, which is our main part. We do services, which are technology, AV, video conferencing, different types of sound masking for the office environment, and then just service in general. Service the furniture, clean it up, liquidate it, spit and polish, appearance management.
So do these clients seek you out, or do you come to them? How does that all work out?
It's a little bit of both. We have a number of clients that we've had for 30 or 40 years. We've had a number of clients that we network with in the industry, and then a lot of schools and hospitals that we've been working with for over 20 years.
What about an event like this? Does this give you an opportunity to network with some potential clients as well? Because being on the golf course, that's a really nice social event gathering.
Yep. We do probably in the range of 50-plus golf outings a year between the different charity events that we go to, bringing clients out, giving back to the community. And these events are great because it lets everybody put their hair down, talk a little bit off the cuff, and you make some good friends.
I was going to say, it's a good way to get your name out there, isn't it?
Yep. We've been sponsoring all of this, as we talked about, for over 15 years. So to get the names there and sponsor the food cart or the lemonade stand, those are great.
And as we look around, as I said, it's not just the golf, but also I had a chance to look at some of these auction items from Steiner Sports. And we got a signed helmet from Eli Manning among them. We got golf outings. We got so many good items to choose.
Yep. And we'll take a lot of those products, give them back to the office, donate them to us for other events. And meeting these people out here, we probably have half of the clients that are in this room are clients that we work with every day.
And again, despite the rough weather we had for part of the day, I think it ended up being a pretty good turnout.
We got a great turnout. We had a two-hour delay, but at the end of the day, we just changed our wet socks and we moved on.
Just moved right on. Jay Waldner, if anybody wants more information about your business, where can they reach you?
The best would be look us up on the web at waldners.com. And we are in New York City, Long Island, and Westchester, and many of our clients are global, so we have clients that will take us around the world.
Jay Waldner, Waldner's.com, Waldner's Business Environments. Thank you so much for joining us. Hope you had a fun day.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jay. Again, we've been speaking with Jay Waldner. Again, he's with Waldner's Business Environments. Again, if you just tuned in, we're broadcasting live from the 28th Annual Easter Seals New York Golf Classic from the Salem Golf Club. Again, another shout-out again. Thanks to Entergy, Giordano Builders, and Liberty Mutual for their outstanding work. We're going to step aside for just a moment to take a short break, and we'll be back with more right after this Word of Interest. Stay with us.
Contractors, can't find the construction equipment you need?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. Durante Rentals has it all, from skid steers to cement mixers, light towers to mini excavators, generators to scissor lifts. Our equipment is always available and always well-maintained.
Are you worried about employee downtime due to equipment delivery delays?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. At Durante Rentals, on-time delivery of your construction equipment is our priority.
Is your job site located in New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. With 7 metro area locations, Durante Rentals has got you covered.
Do you want to be treated as more than just a number?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. As a family-owned business, customer service has always been Durante Rentals' number one priority.
Are you looking to save time and money on your next construction project?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. The friendly and knowledgeable staff at Durante Rentals makes renting equipment easy and affordable.
With locations in Mount Vernon, the Bronx, West Nyack, Flushing, Queens, Carmel, Elmsford, and Brewster, call Durante Rentals at 1-800-DURANTI or click DuranteRentals.com.
Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals, sales, parts, and service. Call 1-800-DURANTI today.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live on a fine evening here from the 28th Annual Easter Seals New York Golf Classic at Salem Golf Club here in the heart of Westchester. And again, special thanks and a shout out to Entergy, Giordano Builders, and Liberty Mutual for their outstanding work for this tournament each and every year. How you doing? I'm Jim Cleefield, your host for the evening. And as always, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McKell Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. As always, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, or you can always like us on Facebook, Westchester Talk Radio. Well, joining me now, my latest guest, we're pleased to have with us the general manager of the Salem Golf Club, and that is Scott Garvin. Scott, thank you so much for joining us. And again, despite the fact we had some heavy rain for part of the day, golf went out as far as the day goes.
Yeah, we were very lucky to get it out today. We got 120-plus players out there all in a matter of minutes. They were real cooperative. It's great to have Easter Seals here at Salem Golf Club. It's our first year hosting them, and we're excited to be able to partner with this great event.
Yeah, we had a pretty good turnout, again, despite the weather. Again, 28 years this has been going on, but again, the first time you've had it. So your impressions of what you saw today, and again, we had rough weather to start the day, but it really ended up being a success, I thought.
We had a great course for them. The gentlemen and ladies were real excited to play. We're glad they got out there. And I tell you, as far as organization, they really can gather a lot of great people for the cause. And we see a lot of great things going on with this event. This is truly one of our highlights of the year and one of the best events that we host here at Salem Golf Club.
Well, having said that, since it was the first time, do you expect to have them back on an annual basis here?
We have invited them back. You know, we're going to do whatever we can. And myself as general manager to make sure that happens.
Now, as we said, we talked about the golf club, and it's not just this particular event, but we want to highlight some things that this golf club is doing. You mentioned that there's a fitness center that's being built along with a swimming pool, and you say it should be ready pretty soon. Give us an update on that.
Yeah, August 1st, we're looking to launch our brand new $3.5 million project. We have our new pool with a new fitness center, as well as our golf simulator, kids activity room. We have our pool bar, as well as a new restaurant that's being added to our facility here at the club. Club's been in existence since 1965. Current ownership group has owned it since the mid-80s, and this is a real resurgence and really a step in the right direction as far as what we're doing to attract new families, young families, make sure that the game of golf is thriving here in the northern Westchester area.
It sounds like you're looking to expand the scope beyond just the golf aspect here. As you said, the swimming pool, the fitness center, you want to become much more than that?
Absolutely. We're looking to round out the country club experience. Mom and dad are playing golf. We want to make sure the children have great activities. Year-round, we're able to offer the fitness center, the golf simulator, as well as some opportunities for everybody to host their friends here locally and have a great time at the club.
So, I mean, this club has been around for over 50 years. So, again, trying to add on to, as you said, the total experience, making more than just a day on that 18-hole golf course. You want it to be so much more for the whole family.
Absolutely. For a long time, we were known as simply a golf club. With this new addition that we have of the services, we feel that we're going to become very attractive to families in the area within the 20 to 30-mile radius. And I think the fitness center in particular, we've had a lot of interest with that, as well as the kids' activity room. And we know that the pool is always going to be a great hit with everyone on these hot summer days.
Okay, so if you're a typical family that lives in the area and you're interested in wanting to, let's say, join the club, how does one go about doing that?
Simply call the club, ask for Lisa, who is our membership director, or myself. We're happy to give you a private tour, show you around the course, around the new fitness center pool, and make sure you have a great day here at the club, and simply just give us a call.
How many members are here at the club right now as we speak?
We have a good amount of families that are here at the club, really enjoying it. We're getting close to full, but again, we'd always like one or two more families to join us.
So you're always looking for more. There's always room, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, like, this particular event, it's your first. So do you have other events similar to this that you hold each and every year?
We do. We have a number of charity events that we partner with each year. We really try to put on a great golf course, and now with the addition of the pool fitness center, you know, we see a lot of opportunities there for the whole family to come out and enjoy Monday golf outings, charity events, and things like that, as well as host their kids' events here at the club.
And again, as we were looking around here, we mentioned, aside from the golf aspect, again, there's we have some fine auction items from Steiner Sports, and we saw a helmet signed by Eli Manning. We got golf outings, so much more. I hope people can take advantage of that, too.
We love partnering with Steiner Sports. They always do a great job, as well as all the other people that have come together to make this event a great event. This is really a great organized event and really a lot of fun for everybody who attends.
So, again, if anybody wants more information about the club, where can they get in touch once more?
Simply call the club, Scott Garvin, and ask for me. And the club's number is 914-695-5959.
And what are your hours during the week, your business hours?
We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5 for business hours. But typically, we're also available on the weekends.
All right, good deal. Scott Garvin, General Manager, Salem Golf Club, thank you so much for joining us. Continued success to you.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate the time.
All right, thank you, Scott. Again, we've been speaking with Scott Garvin, General Manager of Salem Golf Club, which is hosting for the first time this particular event, the 28th Annual Easter Seals New York Golf Classic. A fine day, again, despite very heavy rain for the first half of the day. I'm Jim Cleefield. Again, we want to thank, again, Entergy, Giordano Builders, and Liberty Mutual for their fine work in sponsoring this event. We're going to step aside for just a moment to take a short break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash to go on vacation, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live tonight from the 28th Annual Easter Seals New York Golf Classic from Salem Golf Club here in the heart of Westchester. Special thanks again goes to Entergy, Giordano Builders, and Liberty Mutual for all their outstanding work in this event each and every year. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host for the evening. And as always, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McElpest Management, and Northeast Environmental.
Where it's worth the earth, Jim.
Thank you, Mixmaster Matt. As always, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, or you can always like us on Facebook, Westchester Talk Radio. Well, joining us now, our final guest for the evening, we're pleased to have with us here on set, Jim DiBenedetto. He's with Wilson Elser. He's an administrative director. That's a law firm in Westchester. And Jim, thanks so much for joining us. You've been involved with this particular event in Easter Seals for a number of years. Tell us all about that.
Yes, this is our 28th golf outing, and every year we have a full crowd sellout, and we love doing it because we take the funds that we have and we like to give it to, you know, the kids in our Valhalla school or our Bronx school, and we have some upstate in Port Jervis and Monticello, so all the funds that we raise go directly to the kids. And it's a fun time. We get a lot of our sponsors together, and we play around a round of golf, so it was good.
They say the 89 or 90 cents of every dollar that is raised goes directly to this organization. That's a tremendous amount of money when you add it up.
Yes, it does. In fact, one of the stats that really got me impressed when I've been doing this now for almost 35 years is that, you know, you always use the example that the state will give a child, say, an hour of therapy. What Easter Seals does is we'll raise money to make sure that child gets 2 hours of therapy, because we feel that 2 hours of therapy would help that child, you know, instead of just 1 hour of therapy. So really, that's where the monies go. They go to give that extra help, that extra need that kids need. We do the same with veterans. We try to get them back into the world after they go overseas and fight for us. So again, a lot of good things happen with Easter Seals.
I think it should be, we should mention too that Easter Seals, why it's so important, because in this tough economic climate that we've had, I mean, there's been challenges for the state with their budgets, the federal government trying to get some money, and with the help of Easter Seals, that makes that financially possible, so they can lean on an organization like that, where let's say the government may not be able to help.
Yes, and you know, this is why I think you have all these people that are in the room here tonight, because they know that they need that. They need that extra kick, that extra financial backing. And you know, we had a couple of the kids here today, and I tell you, they bring joy to you when you see how much they enjoy what they're doing. And a lot of these kids, you know, they need that intervention. You know, they need that help in the beginning.
Yeah, we were at Project Explore, as a matter of fact, not that long ago for their end-of-year carnival. And again, the mission, we highlighted that for Easter Seals, is that they give hope and help and answers to those kids and families, kids with disabilities and special needs. You mentioned Project Explore, which we were at, to help them live a better quality of life, really, from the beginning of life on.
Yeah, it's not just the children, too. It's the parents. I mean, it's a full-time job raising a child with a disability. And sometimes it gives them a little time to be by themselves, gives them a little time to relieve. This way they know their children are being taken care of by a good organization.
Because it's difficult enough to raise a child in the mainstream, but those that have special needs, that's much more challenging. And financially, as I said, Easter Seals can certainly help it ease that burden, I think, for the families.
I agree. And I think that's why you have all these people in this room tonight, because they all understand either they have a relationship with somebody who has a child with a disability, or they're very close with friends. But again, it's all for a cause. Everybody knows the mission. They know where the money goes. We pretty much show people where the money goes. And, you know, they come back every year. It's great.
And as we look around the room, again, it's more than just those 18 holes, Jim. I mean, we had Steiner Sports auctioning off a silent auction, all these wonderful items from a signed Giants helmet by Eli Manning. We had a Henrik Lundqvist mask. We have a photo of the 86 World Championship Mets team, a team close to my heart. So much more. I mean, that all helps this worthy cause.
Yes, it does. And again, I think that's why you have these people here. It's a good time. We have raffles. You know, like I said, we have the silent auction. We have, you know, best foursome. We have longest drive. A lot of things. So the activity of the whole outing is just keeping everybody on their toes, which is good.
And again, all worthy for a worthy cause here. Wilson Elster, again, for those who are not familiar, again, you serve Westchester, right?
Yeah. It's an insurance defense firm, and we do represent, you know, a lot of insurance companies, and we're here located at 1133 Westchester Avenue, and we also have an office in Midtown at 150 East 42nd Street, and we have offices all around the country.
So if anybody wants more information about that, or Easter Seals, they can get some information there on the website also.
Yeah, they can go right to our website. There's a website, wilsonelsa.com, and they'll be able to find out where our offices are located, you know, what our, you know, what specialties we deal with, and et cetera. Yeah.
Jim DiBenedetto, thanks so much for joining us. Hope you had a great day today.
Well, thank you very much. Appreciate your time.
We've been speaking with Jim DiBenedetto of Wilson Elser, Administrative Director, who has been involved with Easter Seals and this classic for many, many years. Well, that'll wrap it up for this session for Westchester Talk Radio. Again, we've been broadcasting live from the 28th Annual Easter Seals New York Golf Classic. And again, despite the heavy rain that we experienced for part of the day, golf ended up winning out as far as the day. And, of course, for the kids, they were the biggest winners of all. That's for sure. Easter Seals New York, they do a fantastic job. Again, we've been broadcasting live again from the 28th Annual Easter Seals New York Golf Classic. Again, special thanks and a shout-out to Entergy, Giordano Builders, and Liberty Mutual for their outstanding work. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host, and again, this is Westchester Talk Radio. I want to acknowledge the work of our outstanding crew, Mixed Master Matt, as we call him, Matty the K, my friend Matt Cain, who does a great job of engineering. Thanks so much for him. Andrew Castellano, our boss, who sets up these wonderful events. And, of course, to all our sponsors and our guests, thank you so much as well. To everybody who helped us here today, you did a fantastic job. Just a reminder, we've been produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.B. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. Be sure to download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, or you can like us on Facebook, Westchester Talk Radio. For all my crew, this is Jim Cleafield saying so long for tonight. Make it a great day tomorrow. We'll see you again next time. Take care, everybody.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola, Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others, too. And now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better.